Welcome to the meter cupboard at 49 Acacia Avenue. For years now, the Websters have been scrabbling around in the dark taking meter readings, trying to get Gaz and Lecky under control. Not anymore. They call their energy supplier to get a smart meter installed. From now on, they won't have to take a meter reading to get an accurate bill. Only your energy supplier can carry out your smart meter installation, so contact them today.
The war is on. It's Rula and Ryan's Roses, 104.1 KRPE.
All right, parental discretion is advised. Lauren and Nick have been married for a couple of years. They were together in college, and she started noticing signs like lipstick on the tail of his shirt, the part where it's tucked in. Then she saw this bill, a credit card bill for $19.95 at a hotel.
What is that?
She thinks that he basically laid the cash down for the hotel and that he forgot and rented a movie on it.
Yeah. According to what our texters say, they know about that 1995. I don't think there was a lot of watching movies.
I can honestly say I've never stayed in a hotel that charged by the hour.
I don't know if this one did, but according to our texters, they know ones that do, and apparently they frequent them a lot. So we're going to get Lauren back on the phone and just get ready for this. Lauren, are you sure you're ready to go through with this?
Yes, I need to know.
All right, remember, don't say a word until I jump in, and here we go. It's Rulin' Ryan's Roses on 104.1 KRBE.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Nick, please.
This is Nick.
Hi, Nick. This is Kate, and I am calling you today from my company, Plants and Flowers Incorporated. I received your phone number via your workplace. We are doing a promotion with many of the tenants in your building. So they have given us access to you guys so that we can offer you something fantastic, and you can kind of be like my test customer, if that makes any sense.
Not really. Who is this again?
It's Plants and Flowers Incorporated. We are in charge of all the plants and the holiday decor for the seasonal stuff that happens throughout the year in the building. And we're venturing off into the personal floral delivery side of the business. And we kind of want to see how that's going to work. So what we are offering you today, Nick, is a dozen red roses. They're totally free. They're beautiful.
And the catch is?
There's no catch. The only thing I'm looking for
There's a catch on everything. Just go ahead. You know what? It's cool because I'm in sales. And I might even still buy from you, but just tell me the catch and give me the whole spiel so that, you know, I don't hang up on you.
Okay, well, look, the catch is really, I mean, I'm not going to take any information from you. I'm just asking you to give me your feedback. It's really on a promise. Just please promise to give me your feedback. That's what I need to know.
I pay for the delivery or something?
No,
or what?
No.
So you're not even going to take my credit card number.
No.
You're just going to take some information and actually deliver some roses.
I will actually deliver some roses.
Seriously.
Seriously? I know, it doesn't happen every day.
That's like a real promotion. Like, I don't know anyone in sales that actually does that.
Well, as you know, there's risk with everything, right? So I'm trying to figure out, is it worth the money to invest in this personal side of floral stuff? I mean, I don't want to invest all my business money into that. If it's going to flop, might as well keep on keeping on with all the money I got coming in commercially, right? So I'm just asking for your feedback.
I'm in sales. So I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop, but what the hell? I'll jump down the monkey hole with you.
Okay. First things first. Very fun. I just want to know the name of the person that will receive these roses. I could send them straight to you, or I could send them to somebody you know so that you make their day, A. B, you look like a hero, and then they tell you how great they are, and then you give me all that feedback later.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So what's the name of the... Who's the person I'm sending these to? Tell me the person's name.
All right. Send them to Nikki.
Nikki?
N-I-C-K-I-E.
And what's the greeting for the card?
You guys just do emojis?
Well, tell me what the emoji is, and maybe I can figure it out. We got color printers.
Well, how about a heart emoji and a champagne emoji?
Okay, just a heart and champagne. That's it? No words?
Yeah.
Just that. You want to put love, Nick?
No, you can just put Nick.
That was painless, right? All right, now the other shoe's going to drop.
Like I said, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
It's about to drop right now, Nick. Hold on.
That shoe is dropping right now because that's Rula. I'm Ryan. You're actually talking to Rula and Ryan on 104.1 KRBE. You're on the radio, and guess what? Your wife has been listening to this whole conversation. Lauren, say hi.
What the hell, Nick? Nikki, my cousin, Nikki?
Oh.
Well, yeah, you know she's been going through a really hard time lately, and I thought maybe she would appreciate this.
That was my hand hitting my forehead, Nick. You know how many times we've heard that? She's going through a rough time right now. That's why you sent her a heart with a champagne glass on it and a dozen red roses.
I don't understand what the issue is. What are you accusing me of?
Okay, well, first, let's go back. Lauren, why don't you tell Nick what you told us about your relationship with him and what you've recently discovered?
I knew that you were fooling around with someone. I checked the credit card statement, and I found that you spent $19.95 at a hotel. What the f*** were you doing at a hotel? Were you with Nikki?
I have not been to a hotel. I don't know what that is. You'd have to show it to me.
Nick, I called the hotel, and they said that you watched a movie. You didn't even have enough sense to cover your tracks.
You know what? I'd have to see. That must be a fraudulent charge. I don't go to hotels. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about this. You know I absolutely love you. I would not do
you
something
are caught,
behind
Nick. The best thing you can do is come clean before I throw all your shit outside.
Well, look, I mean, if you're convinced of something, there's obviously nothing I can do.
Nick, this is enough. I mean, I know that you went to a hotel. I know that you watched a movie, probably some sort of adult movie with Nikki. You're busted.
I am so sick of this crap. You are so insecure. I can't do anything or go anywhere without you assuming that my pants are down.
Even dude, you just sent roses to another woman.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Can we get honest here for a second? Nick, why would you be sending Lauren's cousin Nikki red roses, and what is the emoji significance of the heart and the champagne?
I don't text. I don't do letters. I don't do things. I just send emojis here and there. I do it to her all the time.
Okay, but somebody having a rough time, why would they be needing to see a champagne emoji? It's like, hey, congratulations on a rough time.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
like,
a good
what
point.
Is that? I mean, you could have lied better and said, oh, she got a new job, or oh, she's having a baby, or oh, she's
you know
being
what?
Engaged.
You could turn this into anything you want. I could have put any emoji down there, and you guys obviously already had this worked out.
I'm going to turn this into a divorce. How about that, Nick?
Oh.
No, you know what? There's no need for that. I mean, if you're so insecure that you have to get a divorce, go for it and then ruin your life.
I mean, how shocked are you that it went to Nikki, your cousin? Because before we called Nick, you said you don't have any idea what woman he would be involved with, and it's your cousin Nikki. What's the deal there?
I mean, that is just so twisted. There are so many women, and then you choose someone who's in my family. Like, this is some Maury type.
Is Nikki around you guys a lot, Lauren? I mean, is Nikki always, like, involved in your lives in some way?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Nikki. She's my cousin. She lives in town. And a lot of people actually think we're sisters because we look so much alike.
Oh, no.
So why would you do that? Why are you going to cheat with somebody that looks exactly like your wife?
What's up with that, dude?
First of all, I mean, why are you going to cheat in the first place?
I already said I'm not cheating. Like she said, we're close to Nikki. The family's close. We're not that close.
Last week, Nikki confided in me and told me that she's been seeing a married man. I know it was you. Why don't you just come clean?
What? Your cousin told you she's seeing a married man and it's
why
your
you,
man?
Why do you tell us this up front?
What?
I'm just piecing it all together now. Like, I feel so stupid.
You are stupid. You're being really stupid.
Oh, my God, no.
Okay, I'm gonna turn him down.
No, Nick. You cannot be obviously cheating on her, dude, and then pushing her while she's down by calling her stupid. That's fine. We're going to just his line has been muted, and you can get off the phone right now as fast as you can, Lauren, and hopefully we'll check in with you next week. Call up Nikki and talk to her.
All right, I will. Thank you guys for your help.
Thank you.
I couldn't have sorted this out without you.
Okay, good luck, Lauren. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
But the cousin.
Hard time lately. Having a hard time.
Do you know how many times we've heard that throughout the years?
My
that's
God.
The number. She's having a rough time. She's having a hard time.
Can we
text are flying fast and furious right now.
37530. I can tell a text tune is coming on.
Yes. I see a grin. Yes.
Special K follows and keeps track of your texts during Rule and Ryan's Roses, and particularly because you guys write the lyrics to a song he might be inspired to sing.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the shirt tails. Not the DuckTales, but the shirt tails.
Let's
use DuckTales. Something that people are focusing on in this segment here is Rula had to lie really hard to convince him. Just like
that was a long,
long
conversation about why these are free.
Was.
I was like, oh man, what is he going to throw at me, dude?
It worked. Just like Christina lied really hard to April Fool's y'all, and she did a great job with it. Both y'all did good job lying. Okay, let's go.
There's a liars in here.
I need y'all to sing back the shirt tails for me here once time. You'll know when it's time. You know the song. Rula lied her pants off like Christina. Convinced Nick she's a florist. He's a believer. We solved the mystery. Who he's been hitting. Shirt tails. Woo! Gave away your skank time. card made it hard. Shirt tails. Lauren looks like Nikki. I check his dangus for some Nikki. Put the dumbass in and watch his shirt tails. Cousin for an hour on his shirt tails. $20 to our food.
Shirt tails.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Wow.
How romantic.
Wow.
Hey Dangus. What was it called? Dangus?
Dangus. I check his Dangus for some Dangus.
Cousin, sister, wife, somebody texted. Oh my God.
Someone said he's a terrible salesman because he should always deny, deny, deny.
Deny.
Ugh. Gross and gross. Okay. We're going to hopefully check in maybe next week with Lauren. Let her have some days to simmer on that.
Yeah, just simmer a little bit.
See what happens with Nikki. I don't know.